Here we are again at Old School Guns, the podcast that has information that you want to know. It also has news, opinion, questions, and answers. So before we get into anything deep, I want to let you know that this is actually going to be kind of an introductory and background cast. Here's how it works. I basically don't script this, so you're not going to hear a smooth and polished delivery. I'm not an actor. I'm not a voice actor. I'm going to speak into this cast just like I'm talking to you. So if I stumble over words, if I say too much or or you hear a second of dead airspace, don't worry about it. That's just the way I talk. That's the way I want to communicate with you. I'm all about straight talk. This is not about slick production value and then trying to sell you something or get you to sponsor something. Not what this is about. Nor am I trying to set myself up for something greater. This is not going to be my stepping stone to being the next Edward R. Murrow talking to you from the Blitz in London. This is just not it. What this is my attempt to correct some misinformation, give some commentary, and give you some common sense views on things related to the gun media, the gun community, political activities, and Second Amendment issues, and also answer questions and answers. So first of all, I'll give you a little something about my background, which I have not done in the other episodes deliberately. One of the things that really ticks me off is when I start listening to a podcast and I hear somebody's background and it drones on and on and on. It's like, okay, you're qualified. I get it. Or you think you're great. I get it. I just tell you, I have a modest background. I am just a guy who loves guns, has ever since I was a kid, ever since I was about 5 years old and saw the first one shot. I knew that that was going to be something for me. The next part of it is I did serve 27 years in the United States military. I spent 15 years in special operations, and the time before that I spent as an infantryman. So I know my way around some weapons. I know how they're supposed to be used. I'm not telling you that I'm the pent ultimate soldier. I'm not Audie Murphy, and I'm not going to sit here and portray that I know everything. I'm just giving you my perspective, and my perspective as a user, my perspective as a guy who was a grunt, if you will. And that's really what this is. I also give you the benefit of what I think is been some hard work on my part. I went to college, got a degree in communications. You'd never know it from the way I speak during a podcast. And then I got a master's degree in administration, went to the Command and General Staff College, and did some things in the Army, graduated from courses from the Infantry School and the John F. Kennedy Special School and Center for Special Warfare. So I've been to those places and I've done those things. I currently do have a full-time day job. I work for a defense contractor, and I do things that are, while they're not necessarily related to individual weapons, it does have a background and it does have a context in what I'm about to tell you. So that's basically the podcast, and that's what I want to achieve. What I really like to do is I like critiquing the gun media because, you know, since 9/11, there has been just a absolute rush and deluge of everybody with law enforcement, military, or some kind of a gun background. They're opening shooting schools. They're creating content on YouTube. They're all kinds of things, the blogs, the boutique manufacturers for ARs. There's all kinds of stuff out there that's, quote, based in some sort of tactical reality that is post 9/11, you know, war on terror types of stuff. And as a guy who basically lived through that and lived through the earlier Cold War, Gulf War, the Balkans, and then Iraq, I've lived through all those things. I think I have a perspective that people can can definitely use. And I think I have some information that I can impart to you. And that's the only reason I'm doing this. I want to impart information that I think is useful. And I want to be a benefit to the listeners. I'm not really doing this to try to build up my own ego or my own persona like some people are. I'm just here to talk. I can tell you my name is Kevin. I'm just an ordinary Midwestern guy. I live in the Midwest. My modest home in the Midwest, I call the castle, partly because of the castle doctrine, but it's a comfortable home. I really like it. And, but it's not something you're going to see on, Martha's Vineyard. That's for sure. But anyway, I do have some guns and I talk about them. I talk about guns I've handled and everything else. It's not about how many guns does a person have or how much experience do they have or anything. It's about common sense. And it's about how do we use the information we have, the knowledge we've accrued, and how do we pass it on to people so that they can actually benefit from it. And that's really what we want to do here. I am very opinionated, especially about politics. I think I've registered as a Republican, but I really consider myself more of an independent. I believe that the Republicans have done us some disservice as gun owners. And I've talked about those in other podcasts. You know, politicians are politicians, and they will sell out whoever for what they consider to be their own gain or their own good or their own position. And I have very little use for the Democratic Party. I think it's gone from a working man, kind of common sense, public good party to a left-wing, wacko, dangerous identity politic collection of definitely unhealthy personalities. And I think we're seeing some very, very odd things happening with them. So, you know, that's my politics, and that's kind of colors how I see Second Amendment issues. One of the things that I think definitely has occurred, and I'm kind of sad for it, is a lot of the people in the hobby have sort of forgotten that guns and firearms are supposed to be fun. And they're not just for us. They're for future generations. It's about teaching them rights and responsibility. It's about one of the essential steps to adulthood. I think one of the reasons we have people handling adulthood very poorly in this country is that they don't take the adequate steps ahead of time. And when I grew up on a ranch. One of the steps towards manhood was, hey, I now can shoot a 22. I was taught by my family, by my father predominantly, to shoot a 22. A birthday rolled around. I took a hunter safety course and I got a 22 as a present. And, you know, another key essential step was when I'd proven that I was worthy enough, I was actually able to take it out on my own. After school, after I'd gotten home, and I could go squirrel hunt or do whatever I wanted to do in the out in the hinterlands with my 22. I was could go out and target shoot. I could do all those kind of things. That was a big step, and that's a big step towards learning how to be more responsible in society. When you lose track of the fact that guns and firearms are supposed to be fun, then you kind of lose track of where we are as a people. It's a recreational thing that we do. Hunting and definitely target shooting are things that are very healthy pursuits that we want people to do. And it's something you can do lifelong. People hunt well into their 80s. People can also target shoot and participate in everything from charity shoots to rifle and pistol and shotgun matches. And it's something you can do basically your entire life. So it's a great thing. It's not like playing basketball. At a certain age, basketball, you can't really play that anymore. But this you can continue to do and you can continue to be successful with. Shooting is a great hobby. It's a great sport. Gun collecting is a great hobby, the history connected with it, and all these things should be fun. So that's what this podcast is really about. Have fun, enjoy firearms, defend our rights to keep them and pass them on to subsequent generations and our families. And basically, you know, there is the aspect of defending ourselves. And we have a right to self-defense. We have a right to home defense. We have a right to defend the people around us who cannot defend themselves. So we do have all these rights, and they're just continually under attack. For my entire life, the Second Amendment has been under some sort of attack, some sort of scrutiny, some sort of political agenda to basically restrict it or get rid of it. And now more than ever, we need to stand up. The country is very polarized, and guns are one of the issues that the left will not give up on. So we have to stand and fight, and we have to fight with everything. And it may mean that we have to give money, give until it hurts to the organizations which can defend us and the candidates which will stand up for us. And I want to just kind of finish up this primer by saying, hey, I do talk about the gun media, and there's a lot in the gun media that's great, and there's some of it that's not very impressive. As a guy who's got a service background, when somebody who does not have that background puts out information about what is the greatest infantry rifle and what should we be looking for, and based on his match experience, what is this, or based on hitting steel plates at 600 or 1,000 yards, what makes a good rifle and what doesn't. They do have some valid opinions, and when it's right on, you won't hear a peep from me. But when it's wrong or when it's ill-informed, you know, I'm going to speak up about it. I'm the first one to tell you, I enjoy shooting pistols, and I'm a fair pistol shot, but that does not qualify me to be a policeman or know what a policeman necessarily needs. Policemen have to know a whole heck of a lot more than just how to shoot a service pistol at a target, and they just do. And so I can't tell you what they actually need as far as what would be the ideal weapon for them. I can give an opinion, and I would say, based on my experience, this would probably be pretty handy, but I really don't know. And I leave it to them to make those judgments, just as some of the content creators who do not have a valid military background in small arms and the use there such against an armed enemy should really kind of just say this is based on experience that we have, not necessarily the situation that's out there up front. And it's the YouTube and podcasts are replete with that. It's really almost comical to me to listen to some of it. And that's why I'm here, because some of the egregious examples I will point out. And it doesn't mean I don't like the creators. Some of the creators I support on Patreon, you know, no problem. But I will call out what I think is misinformed or what is just flat incorrect or mistaken. So that's kind of the primer I wanted to give you, and you're always welcome on Podbean to leave the comments below in the comments section, and you can always ask me a question there, and if it's a great question, I will go ahead and include it in the next podcast, because we always do questions and answers. So from the now soggy Midwest, to all of you, hopefully across the country and maybe even farther, have a great rest of the day, and we hope that you listen to our podcasts very soon. Thank you very much.